Good morning. It's time for the K-State Extension Report, and today I have Lauren Gammel, who is the Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resource Agent. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just spiffy. What are you talking about today?
Tomatoes. I feel like it's finally May, and it's finally, I mean, I really don't even try to look at the weather apps anymore because I'm thrown off by them all the time. They never seem to be super accurate. So I do think we're out of frost completely. I put tomatoes in the ground, gosh, I want to say late March, and they did great through that 35-degree weather day. I will say that sometimes when they get those temperatures below 40 degrees, if you've had tomatoes in the ground, like some of us who just kind of got impatient and wanted to test it, you might see some weird-shaped fruit and some girdling later in the year. But don't worry, that's just because that plant was exposed to much lower temperatures than they're used to. Obviously, if you're planting now, I don't think we should have super cold temperatures anytime, maybe down into the 40s, but not much past that. So hopefully, if you're planting your tomatoes this week, next week, Mother's Day, Memorial Day, you should have pretty good luck with avoiding some of those misshapen fruits. I know tomatoes are, they are internationally, I'm pretty sure. I know for sure in America, the most popular backyard garden vegetable. So most people have grown a tomato. Most people either love or hate them, but I love the fact that they're so easy to grow and that you can put them in the ground. You can put them in a container. You can grow so many different types. I really will never be the type of person who's going to pick a cherry tomato and just munch on cherry tomatoes, but I love tomato products, and I love tomatoes on sandwiches, so there's just always the right variety for each person. And there's so many different fun facts about tomatoes, so many diseases that impact them, so many different ways to grow them, different cages, different staking, different ways to care for them throughout the year. And again, like I said, so many different varieties that do well here. There's new varieties coming out every single year, and some of those are developed for Kansas and some of them aren't, but some of them still do really well here. And I wish in a 5-minute morning, Friday morning radio program, I could tell you everything about tomatoes. But unfortunately, instead, you guys are all going to have to come to our informational tomato program, which is going to be an evening event on May 13th at 6 p.m. This is going to be up at the Wellsville Library, which is on 115 West 6th Street. So we'll be there in their community room with Dr. Carrie Rivard, who is the Fruit and Vegetable Production Extension Specialist. And he actually is also the director of the K-State Extension Horticulture Center, which is up in Olathe. And they are always doing incredible work, and you hear about research coming out on tomatoes and new varieties and all of these new ways to grow tomatoes. And he really is a leading voice in that here in Eastern Kansas. So I'm super excited to have him come tell us everything he wants to share about tomatoes and answer all of our questions. I'll also be there with a ton of information for everybody. And I'm bringing just a few, maybe 20 tomato plants as giveaways. So please come. We'll have a ton of different varieties of tomato plants you might be able to go home with. Some of them are pretty big, so it could be a pretty good win if you come to this program. We're going to have some light snacks and really get to hear about what's going on at K-State Olathe, especially with new tomato grafting research, which is their new project they're doing this year, which I'm super excited to hear about, as well as just why tomatoes are having the problems they're having, why finding these maybe new varieties that are a little bit more disease resistant are going to help us as backyard gardeners who may not have the time or really the love of some of us just love heirloom tomatoes, and we're going to grow them no matter what the disease and no matter what the issues are. But some people just want to have a good, healthy tomato plant they can actually enjoy all season long, and he is definitely the person to ask. So I really hope we see a lot of you guys up at the Wellsville Library. Again, that's next Wednesday, May 13th at 6 p.m. If you do not have to RSVP, but you can call me here in the Ottawa office at 785-229-3520 and just let us know you'll be there so we can have enough food and chairs out for everybody. And if I need to bring a ton of extra tomato plants, I only have like 50 in my office right now. So I can make sure I bring enough for everybody if I know who all is going to be there. But we're excited to see you again next Wednesday.
Thank you, Lauren. That sounds wonderful. I do love my tomatoes also, and I will eat cherry tomatoes out of the garden.
And you have those small little ones.
I do. Those little peach tomatoes.
I would enjoy those because it's not too much tomato, you know?
Yeah, it really is. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.